Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video, and had a bit of a break after the CSGO Major, and was just relaxing, just chilling, you know how it is. But honestly, looks like the time to relax is over, because me and Sam, we were going to get into it, get back to making the podcast and just chill. But I saw some news today that just meant, you know, all plans were off. I wasn't going to just doss around the house in my Bermuda shorts and, you know, drink a beer in the glorious emerging Atlanta spring. I'm going to have to, you know, get back into the esports trenches, because there was an announcement by ESL, who else, that they've partnered with a former Fox TV executive, I should say, called David Hill. And David Hill is a name that will certainly send shivers down my spine, because David Hill was one of the masterminds behind the Championship Gaming series. And I've talked a lot about that. I think it comes up in esports quite a lot, even though it's 10 years old, in the same way that I'm sure a lot of you who are new to the scene will hear CPL, CGS, you know, like all these abbreviations that probably don't mean much to you. But CGS was a watershed moment in esports for many reasons. And I think principal among them was that it promised so much, yet ultimately delivered very little of lasting substance, and was actually very destructive to the fabric of esports as a whole. In fact, I would go so far as to say one of the principal reasons it took us this long to get to where we are at the start of 2017 is the failed CGS experiment. And therefore, anybody who had anything to do with it, anybody who was the brainchild behind it, anybody who was the person that said, you know, this is the way that we need to do esports, should be, you know, just treated with utter suspicion at best and disdain at worst. And honestly, there was a generation of TV executives and a generation of people who were new to esports and didn't understand it and tried to get into it and make money from it. And they quickly fucking abandoned us as soon as they realized it wasn't going to pan out the way they wanted. They didn't stick around to build anything. Those people now, when they try to get back in, we should do what the Inuit people, fallaciously it is said, do to the elderly. We should push them out onto an iceberg and just watch them go out to sea to die of hypothermia, because I don't want these people back in esports now that, oh, what's that? It's been 10 years, has it? Hi, everyone, I'm back. No, 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 fuck you. So I'm going to make a series of cases here about why this is a bad thing for esports. How, once again, it shows ESL's complete lack of understanding of their audience, a lack of understanding about the market, a lack of understanding about how to handle PR and everything else. But I just want to start by kind of making the argument, and, you know, perhaps this isn't an important argument, but I want to make the argument that David Hill's a twat. You know, like I think that's important, right? This isn't a good old boy with esports tenure. This is somebody who's been involved in some, you know, pretty shitty things. I think, you know, we all know some of the anecdotes about CGS. Let's just be clear about what CGS did. CGS, all of the executives, everybody involved, they came into esports and they said, basically, we're doing it our way. We don't care about your feedback. We don't care about your opinion. We know television. You guys don't. So we're going to show the games the way we want to show them. We're going to use the talent we want to use. We're going to broadcast it the way we want to. And fuck anybody that tries to criticize a single thing that we do. So understand, the executives at CGS didn't even listen to a single fucking piece of feedback. In fact, if your feedback was deemed to be derogatory or insulting to these people who've been surrounded by flunkies and yes men their entire lives, you were just fucked. I mean, you were just out the door. And this applied at any level, whether it was an article you wanted to write that maybe told things a little bit too raw for people, whether it was what games they selected, whether it was the combine, whether it was the draft and knowing that some of the drafts were done dishonestly, whatever it was, whatever criticism you wanted to level at them, they would just drive you out. They would drive you out. They would push you as far away from CGS as they could. And then they would also leverage all of their influence to effectively try and drive you out of esports. So that's a very twatish thing to do. But let's just also, I mean, in case you haven't heard who David Hill actually is, let me just, and again, Sam, you can, if you want, go to his Wikipedia page. I'll link you to it now. This is David Hill, producer. And you'll notice something about him. This is David Hill, the producer. You know, he's had some high points, no doubt. He lasted as president of Fox Sports for 1 year. You can see he was an executive vice president of 21st Century Fox for 24 years. He left in 2015 to make his own production company, which is the one that's cited in this Variety article we're going to get to, called Hilly. And you will notice something that should send a genuine chill down your spine. At a time when we're fighting to keep esports authentic and make sure it looks like what esports looks like on television, ESL want to get in bed with the guy who was the executive producer for X Factor and American Idol.
My favorite shows.
Oh, yeah, and you can totally see the synergistic relationship that this would have in esports, you know. I've always said when we're doing, you know, any show that I'm involved in, I want it to be true to esports. I don't want it to be too saccharine or fake. You know, I want to find the real stories within esports. Now, in CGS, again, they made gaming and esports look a little bit like a joke. They took stories wildly out of context, encourage players on camera to exaggerate them. They had general managers and coaches who were stood behind the teams. They had them do multiple takes of pep talks, sometimes even delaying action so they could get the shots they needed to create the narrative that esports are real. Well, if you have to create a narrative, then it's not real at all. And let me tell you what isn't fucking real. It's X Factor and American Idol. That's about as far from fucking real as you can get. You know, everybody who goes on there has some, you know, incredible sob story, don't they? You know, it's like, you know, my fucking conjoined twin just got fucking removed. And, yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, like, yeah, we used to sing together and now we can't, like, and maybe we're going to get the band back.
She's just a head in a jar now.
Yeah, you know, like, it's just ridiculous. It's just too fucking much, right? And it's done deliberately to, you know, appeal to the lowest common denominator and stir your fucking emotions to make you more heavily invested in something that is basically throwaway garbage. I mean, it's throwaway garbage. And anyone that's associated with that throwaway garbage, I don't really want producing esports events. Thank you very much. That's just my opinion. I'm not going to end there on why I think David Hill is a twat. And this is just one part of what is effectively, you know, an almost dialectical argument of why this guy really shouldn't be here. And ESL have just grossly underestimated the level of fucking repulsion this hire would make for anybody with half a brain. So on top of that, he did this Variety interview. Which, again, I'll let you bring it up if you haven't already, Sam. And you can see here, he talks about this here where he says, Hill's first order of business will be training ESL production teams on TV best practices and recruiting and grooming star caliber esports announcers. We're going to find gaming's answer to Joe Buck and Terry Bradshaw, said Hill, referring to two of Fox's top sportscasters. Well, listen, you know, Mr. Hill, you've not been in the game a while. Your esports CV, you know, is kind of akin to, you know, Richard Spencer's CV. If he wanted to apply for a race relations position, you've done nothing but harm what was built in the first place. You know, sure, your project meant that a lot of esports people who had gone into the red were able to get a big fat payday. But let's be clear about how it ended as well. When CGS collapsed after 2.5 years into a supposedly guaranteed 5-year plan, that's what CGS told everybody. You notified everybody by email that they were fired. That was it. It was all over. That was the dream. It was done. People who were in CGS and had glorious jobs to look forward to simply woke up one morning to find it wasn't there. That was it. You had it. They had a generic, blanket email that was sent out to everybody, and the website was down. And with it, all of the work that people had slaved over, all of the daily videos that people like me recorded, all of the articles that journalists like me and many others wrote, all gone, all disappeared into the fucking vortex of shit that you left in your wake. So not like you're, I guess we can talk lots about best practice. Certainly when it comes to recruitment and firing of people, CGS didn't understand best practice. But you are talking about TV production, and that's fine. I will give you that. You are very well versed in TV production. But when you say something as utterly misguided and contemptuous as we're going to find gaming's answers to Joe Buck and Terry Bradshaw, I don't know if you're lost, mate. I don't know if the sun's got to you. I don't know if you're in the right place. I think maybe you might want to have a sit down on a bench and get your bearings, because you're in esports, right? And after you fucked off the first time, after you had contributed to leaving this awful black hole, we rebuilt and we're better than we were before. And let me tell you, some of the commentators we've got now shit on anything that's on television. I mean, legitimately. Imagine if NFL, I'll use a traditional sports example. Imagine if NFL at any time, the size of the football could change depending on who was in the ascendancy. Sometimes a wide receiver would have gloves that would enable him to make a superior catch, and other times he wouldn't. Other times you would be able to play certain players specifically for one play and not for others. Imagine if there was all of these variables and a whole lot more going on. Well, that's what esports commentators do. They track so much compared to traditional sports that actually, I think if you were to take your golden boys of Joe Buck and Terry Bradshaw and give them 3 months of training, intensive training, to sit down and commentate on esports, they'd not get it. They couldn't do it. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure if you gave 3 months intensive training to somebody from esports to learn how to commentate on football or soccer or baseball, they would do it with ease, absolute ease. And that's if you ever want to put your money where your mouth is, fucking do it. So all of your traditional sports commentators can look like fucking chumps, because that's what would happen. So it's a twatish thing to say. It's an inaccurate thing to say. And quite crucially for ESL, somebody who doesn't even have the best of relationships with talent in the space, with the community in the space, it's mind-bogglingly stupid to say, because you don't need to find Joe Buck and Terry Bradshaw. We've got people like Anders and Semler, Henry G and Sadakis, James and DDK, DDK from Face It. We've got up-and-coming commentators, as people that don't have a partnership. We've got world-class analysts like Yanko and Moses and Dazed and other fucking people whose name are going to obviously have to escape me, because we've got an abundance of talent. That's before we even get into traditional people like Tastosis over in StarCraft. That's before we get into guys like Joe Miller, Too Good. We've got a fucking, that's before we get into stage hosts like OJ Borg and fucking Red Eye and Chris Puckett. That's before we get into interviewers like Smix and Rachel Quirico, and there's a million names that I'm going to miss out. All of these people have been on TV now. They're ready to do all of the things that you say. Some might need a layer of polish, but the idea you need to discover and unearth new gems, what a fucking pig you are to even say that, mate. What a fucking clown. And it just shows how, like, you don't even understand the industry. So unbelievably a twatish thing to say. There we will end the sort of case for David Hill as a bit of a twat, just blundering in with his size nines and fucking just saying a bunch of shit that ESL aren't even able to put out, because they can't put it out. They don't know how to do PR. I'm going to evidence this by the next part, which is Unfortunately, Mr. Hill is out of touch with the industry as a whole. Now, I've talked a lot about pay-per-view events and how I believe they will come. I think it's a model that can work, but I think it has to work in tandem with having access to the events in a reduced form, whether it's something like what happens in E-League, where the desk segments, when they're on TBS, aren't simulcast. There has to be a reason to watch the paid for event. Now, this guy, I don't think he understands the industry. I mean, certainly he doesn't understand it from a commentary perspective. And when he's referred to as a, you know, creative genius in this Variety article by an ESL executive, well, that may well be true. He may be a much better creative genius than a diplomat. But to be creative within a field, you have to understand it. And certainly, you know, you're not hitting the high notes here. He says here, Hill's been a longtime fan of video games, and he said at Fox Sports he encouraged staffers to play at least half an hour every day. Well, okay, that would still file you well away into the casual bracket, mate. So that's gaming and not esports. And he said, I've always looked to the gaming industry for inspiration for sports programming, especially in the areas of graphics, audio, and design. Good to know you've been pilfering, but again, this is gaming. This is esports. We have more in common with sports than gaming does. Perhaps you're not going to realize that we're taking our cues from sports now. We're not going to offer something that drastically different. Certainly we don't. But not only that, when he talks about the pay-per-view model, it's not even fleshed out. He says here, the company is considering launching a pay-per-view model for its biggest events, though those details still need to be worked out, Hill said. Now, I think when you say something as worrying to the community as a pay-per-view model is considering to be launched, you really have to have the details down, because the devils are in the fucking details. We want to know what that means. And unfortunately, what you've done is you have once again tipped the gaff. ESL, I know from talking to ESL staff, yeah, of course they consider pay-per-view events. Of course they do. Everyone does. Everyone wants to make money, more money off events where possible. But you don't want to fucking put that out there as a worrying little teaser without having the fucking details fleshed out. You should have just not said anything at all. You don't understand the industry because you don't understand how nervous this will make people. And rightly so, it's made a lot of people fucking nervous. It's going to give all the ESL staffers, who you are meant to be working with, by the way, it's going to give them the new headache of having to put out the fucking fire that you've just lit by opening your mouth and not understanding the connotations this it has in our industry. Because remember the last time we tried pay-per-view models over at MLG? Remember the last time companies went head-to-head? Well, let me tell you, it didn't fucking work. And that was after you had tried CGS, and that didn't fucking work. So maybe, just maybe, we've refined the model now, and we don't need to rock the boat too much. Certainly, we need to think about it. Now, I did notice, of course, in classic ESL manner, the classic ESL manner, obviously the flying DJ straight in there to attack a journalist. I mean, they love that. They love saying journalists are publishing inaccurate stuff. He linked to a .esports article. Now, the .esports article, the headline was ESL considers paywall for major events, hires veteran TV executive. And the flying DJ says, this is not accurate. There are no plans or considerations for paywalls at major events. Right, okay. The TV executive you have just hired has told Variety that is your plan. Do you know what I mean? Did someone spike your shisha, mate? Are you fucking... Do you understand this? He's the TV executive. You are flying DJ. You are the guy who comes out and makes excuses. That's your job. Maybe, just maybe, it's a conversation you're not included in, mate. How can you have the fucking nerve to come out and say a journalist's report, which is simply quoting the interview in Variety, which your company arranged, by the way. This is a plant. Variety haven't dug this. Like, this is literally something you have planted. This has been planned for a while. It didn't leak for once. Congratulations on that. And you planted this with Variety as an exclusive. You embargoed this. So how the fuck can you A, not know what he's going to say, and then B, deny the thing you arranged? And it's not just Flying DJ. Obviously, Milkcast, a fucking guy who spends his time attacking talent in the scene, he'd get on well with Mr. Hill. Unfortunately, though, he's a bumbling incompetent, so he's unlikely to even be getting him his fucking coffee. But there he is. That's his account there, Charles Viper. Ooh, edgy as fuck. And you can see there are no plans for any pay-per-view tournaments. There are some ideas for other types of content which could be pay-per-view. What is this? What is this fucking Orwellian newspeak bullshit that we're having to go through? You know? And then he's even got the nerve, by the way, that Flying DJ guy, to say, I'm not blaming anyone, I'm just putting it right. Put it right with Variety, mate. Ring them up, yeah? Don't attack people doing secondhand reporting that you guys won't work with in advance, because now you're too big for the endemic esports press, aren't you? You don't give esports journalists these exclusives. You want to put it in magazines like Variety. You want to do it with the BBC. You want to do it with Sky News. So don't blame them when they get secondhand information from those sources that you then want to deny. I'll tell you what happened. David Hill, he's fucking just gone in there, hasn't he? And just said what the fuck he wants to say, because that's what he's used to. And he's let the cat out the bag, guys. You're planning pay-per-view events. Don't lie about it. So I think we can also say David Hill is a bit incompetent, a bit of an idiot. When it comes to the esports industry, which doesn't bode well. And on top of that, I mean, I think the thing that really fucking worries me is that he's still got faith in this kind of anachronistic model that doesn't work. You know, everybody that's had to come into esports recently has had to learn that we do things our way. After the disaster that was CGS, we realized maybe TV wasn't for us. Maybe we would have to adapt and change, or find a TV network that was going to respect what we do and put it out there pretty much whole cloth and not necessarily water it down like you guys did. So he's living in a fucking time warp. And unfortunately, esports has moved way, way beyond that. And I don't know why ESL would want to hire somebody from that era. I don't know what that says about your vision for the future. I don't know what that says about what your plans are. What box does this guy check that it's so essential to have him involved? More importantly, I can't even fathom why anybody who was there at that time would want to hire somebody, want to give somebody who contributed so much negativity to the development of esports. I don't know why you'd want to give them a job full fucking stop if you claim to love esports. What do you have to do to get these people out? It's like vampires. You gotta cut the head off, stake the heart, salt the fucking earth, burn the coffin, and even then they're still coming back. Anyone got a job in esports, man? Like, what is this shit? It's unreal. These people failed in our industry. They failed our industry, and now they're coming back and getting a big fat check. And let me tell you, they're going to fail again. They don't get it. They don't care. They don't want to get it. So absolutely appalled at this. Like, this is beyond a joke, honestly, that this is the kind of individual that would be deemed to be a good fit in any forward-thinking esports company. So, I guess the takeaways are this, that David Hill isn't some fucking savior. He's going to come in like that Steve Buscemi meme with the skateboard over his shoulder. Hello, fellow kids. He doesn't get esports. He's never going to get it. And in ESL, are just so fucking, again, they're just desperate for all this fucking credibility because esports is getting big now. They think this is the kind of way they need to go. It's just so disappointing. It's beyond disappointing. And yeah, just as a final thought, can you guys stop attacking journalists, by the way, for accurately reporting things you've planted? Because that's going to really piss me the fuck off. And it's got to stop. Because there's a bunch of things you guys do to reporters, and Callum Leslie don't deserve that shit. So, yeah, you can definitely stop doing that. Anyway, had to get that off my fucking chest. I'm just astounded. It's like the ghost of esports past. I spent my time over the major meeting lots of people from that CGS era, and we were all fucking so thankful we'd made it through, and we all said, never again, thank God. Isn't it great that we're entering this new golden era where it's going to get done right by the people that know and care and understand about esports? And lo and behold, they're back, and they're back under an ESL banner. Madness. Anyway, see you on the next video.